Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post-match podcast here live at the City Ground with me, Theo Squires. And wow, where to start with that? Liverpool have won right at the death here against Nottingham Forest. A Darwin Núñez 99th minute header to send the away fans home jubilant. It was a tough day for them. It didn't look like it was going to come, but then right at the death, they get the win. In controversial circumstances, truth be told, Forest fans were not happy with how the goal comes. They were chanting cheats, cheats, cheats at the Liverpool players as they went down the tunnel at the final whistle, and then the same at the referee. But Liverpool, they've got the job done. They've got a vital 3 points that ensures they will remain top of the Premier League table and have extended their lead to 4 points again, I think, at least, with Arsenal playing on Monday and Manchester City having the Manchester derby tomorrow afternoon. Now, from the start, it was a boost for Liverpool in terms of team news. They had Núñez back on the bench, they had Endo back on the bench, and they had Szoboszlai back on the bench after injury. But with them not quite ready to start, it was Bobby Clarke who got the nod in midfield for his full Premier League debut. And Liverpool, they toiled a little bit, let's be honest. They did create chances, but it just felt like every single chance they created was going to be blocked. They were just knocking at the door without really finding a way to get through. If we look at the stats, they had 22 shots at the end. They had 70% possession, but only 2 shots on target. But it doesn't matter when you get the win, does it? When you get that result over the line, and that's exactly what they've done with Darwin Núñez's header right at the death. Now, a reminder, we are live here at the City Ground. So if you've got any questions, got any comments, send them in and I will answer them as best I can. Who caught your eye if you're watching the game, or if you're in the UK and you're behind that UK blackout, just who do you want to know about player-wise? But Liverpool, it was an interesting display from them. They had to dig in deep, they had to be resilient. It's another case of they've had so many injuries, but they find a way to get the result at the end. The Forest, probably the best chance of the first half, if we're honest. Alanga went through one-on-one, but it was a great save from Kelleher off his line to deny him with his feet. We've seen the replays here in the press box since then, and it does look like he was offside. Alanga, former Manchester United winger. So obviously, if it had been given, it'd been chalked off by VAR, you would imagine. Liverpool did fight back a little bit. Bobby Clarke, on his full Premier League debut, had a shot blocked. It sort of ricocheted through to Luis Diaz. He tried to poke it home, but it was like it took a deflection and went over the bar. And in the second half, it was like not really much in terms of action for the keepers to make saves. Keller had to get low a couple of times to deny Forest. They looked very threatening on the counter-attack with their pace, but they weren't really threatening him in goal. And the other end, Sells didn't really have much to do. But when you had this performance from Liverpool, you were looking at that bench, you were looking at Szoboszlai, you were looking at Núñez, you were looking at Endo. You knew that Liverpool had quality in reserve, that could come on and it could make the difference. And that has been the case today. First, Klopp turned to Endo and Núñez. When Núñez came on, he was treated to those usual chants of "you're just a bleep, Andy Carroll," as he always is. Later on, we saw Kostas Tsimikas and Jadon Dans and Szoboszlai too, of course. And the goal at the end, it comes from, I think it was a corner. Tsimikas' volley is blocked, wins the corner, gets headed half clear, back to McAllister, wins it back. He crosses it back into the far post and Núñez is there to head home before celebrating wildly in front of the away fans in the corner. A 99th minute winner. It's the stuff of champions elect, isn't it? I don't want to go champions just yet. We'll have a look at some of your comments now. I can see them coming in. Remember, we are live, so get send them in. Nick Jones, what a win. Ian Store. I don't know how to say that, sorry, mate. Nunes is deadly. Lots of love for Liverpool here. Tom Jones, this is how titles are won. Maybe. If Liverpool do win the Premier League title in May, this will be a game, obviously, that they will look back with great fondness. It looked like those points were slipping away and they managed to get the job done. And ahead of what, the Premier League home visit with Man City next week, how vital could that be at the end of the season? Top class from the Reds. Voicing their love for Liverpool. Darwin Nunes steps up when you need him most. Yes, keep these comments coming in, because there's lots to say that is about Liverpool today. Lots of positivity in terms of the result, if not the actual performance. And at least looking forward to that Manchester City game and Sparta Prague in midweek. You might have another couple of players back from injury, Mohamed Salah especially. We'll have a word on the Forest fans, because there is Tom Jones here pointing out that they were piping up a lot through the game and it made the late winner even sweeter. That was the usual bile that Liverpool are sometimes subjected to from fans about signing on and all that sort of tragedy chanting, those sorts of things. I think they didn't quite go tragedy chanting being Nottingham Forest, but there was the sign on, the poverty stuff, and they did taunt Darwin Nunes. But Liverpool are the team going home with the 3 points. They've had that final word. Their fans, and they're all gone now, but right at the end, they stayed long after the final whistle, working through their collection of songs, singing We Shall Not Be Moved, Ring of Fire, Liverpool, top of the league, LA, LA, LA. Yeah, Nunes' chant, of course, as well. And then a nice little cheeky dig towards Everton's direction with them losing 3-1 at home to Nottingham Forest, I believe. That brings us on to the rest of the scores today, doesn't it? Brentford have drawn 2-2 at home to Chelsea. Everton lost 1-3 at home to West Ham. Fulham won 3-0 at home to Brighton. Newcastle won 3-0 at home to Wolves. Tottenham came from behind to win 3-1. At home to Crystal Palace. So how's the league table look after those? The evening kickoffs, Luton Town versus Aston Villa. But as it stands, Liverpool are top of the Premier League table by 4 points, having played a game more than Manchester City in second. Arsenal are third, a further point behind. And then you've got Aston Villa still in fourth, 52 points, 11 points behind. Those three obviously all have got a game in hand still on Liverpool. As do Tottenham and Manchester United too, actually looking at the league table. But yeah, Liverpool are the team leading the way. And if they can get a big win, or not even any sort of win against Manchester City next weekend, and you will start to be a little confident. Well, you can never be confident when Man City are around, but you're feeling a bit better about Liverpool's title chances. Like, this is a Liverpool team with so many injuries and they're still finding a way to dig in deep, and the players who aren't first choice, they're coming in standing up. Like Connor Bradley looked solid today. He did get substituted late on. I think Tsimikas came on for him maybe, and Joe Gomez moved to right back, having started the game at holding midfield. Liverpool side had a penalty shout, actually. VAR had a quick look at it. Jadon Dans, I think, was involved. He went to floor. Nothing given. Fan obviously thinks the game was fixed. How come 99th minute? I'll tell you why 99th minute. There was a very obvious reason why it went to the 99th minute, and that was because Dans was booked for a collision with the goalkeeper Sells, and Sells went to floor and received lengthy treatment. So it was like 8 minutes, 9 minutes added on, and it was... It basically played out. That's what needed for Liverpool to get the winner today. But it wasn't just that minute. Those minutes were right. The right, wow, just wow. You get frustrated with Nunes sometimes, but he steps up. He's the man for the big occasion, doesn't he? Let's look at his goal-scoring record so far this season. Now, like he had a couple of chances when he came on. He's so lively. He always makes things happen, doesn't he? That's his 10th Premier League goal of the season now. And he has got, is that 16 in all competitions? Is that right? No, 14 in all competitions, sorry. 14 goals in all competitions and 11 assists. He moves level with Diogo Jota as Liverpool's second leading goal scorer. He is having a great season. He might miss chances. He might hit the woodwork. He might miss sitters. But when Liverpool need him, he steps up. And he will be vital if they are to go all the way this season. That save in the bottom corner, Keller proved himself all week long. Yeah, how good is Kevin Keller at the moment, by the way, everybody? Give a hand to him. He is making some massive saves week after week. There was one where he got low to die. I think it was Hudson-Odoi. And he has just stood up and he's really taken this chance with both hands in the absence of Alisson Becker, who's obviously suffering with that hamstring injury. Ooh, that's a good one. Newcastle and now Forest. Thank you, Darwin. Which not late Darwin Nunes goal is your favourite? Is it Nunes? Is it Nunes? Is it Newcastle? Is it Forest? Which one is more important? Which one could be more decisive come the end of the season? Amazing win. Emotional. Yeah, it was great scenes here today, wasn't it? Stunning. Still trying to absorb this. Wow. Indeed, it did not look like that goal was going to come. Liverpool were getting so many corners, they're having so many shots, but everything was blocked. Every corner was headed away. And this win is actually their first ever Premier League win here at the City Ground. It is normally a stadium that has not treated them well, but we said the same about Brentford a couple of weeks ago, and Liverpool got the job done there. All these injuries, and they're still grinding it out, being resilient, digging in deep, finding a way to get the victory. And Manchester Derby tomorrow could be a day where City drop points. Never know, do you? You don't really expect United to turn up, but every so often they do seem to get a result, don't they? This is what United have been doing for years when they were winning titles. That is true, and we've said this about Liverpool, where when they won the title in 2019-20, they seem to get so many late goals. We obviously remember the Aston Villa away game, don't we, where Mane and Robertson scored right at the depth. It's what teams do when they've got that quality, when they are going for titles. They find a way to get these win right at the end. And you don't have to play well as long as you get the result, and that's what Liverpool have done in the most difficult of circumstances. And 90+9 from Nunes. Is this going to be like Origi 90+6? Is this going to be something we say for years to come, a goal to remember? It will be a goal we'll remember. Liverpool fans will remember if it comes up at the end of the season that way. He's just so effective, isn't he, when he's right dumping, he's jumping up at the far post. He's such a unit in the box, creates chances, and we will look back on this win as potentially decisive come the end of the season. What chance of Darwin having the top record, goal scorer record for the season? I can't see it happening just because he's up against Salah and Erling Haaland. Haaland's leading the way at the moment in the Premier League on 17. Salah's on 15. Then you've got Watkins, Solanke and Bowen on 14. Saka and Son on 13. Isak on 11. Nunes will have to do a lot to usurp any of them. But he doesn't need to be a 30 goals a season striker. If he's doing his 15-15-20 job, then he is getting the goals and he's getting the assists and he's being effective with Liverpool. And he's linking up so well with Mohamed Salah when he plays in these other Liverpool forwards. Tierney, terrible again. Yeah, the officials, they weren't, it wasn't the best display, was it? We'll go over the controversy again for the Nunes goal. Forrest would believe they should have been given the ball back after Konate went down, I think, from a Forrest corner, and referee stopped play when Forrest had the ball, and he did a drop ball. Kelleher kicked it upfield, and Liverpool, the attack that leads to the win eventually comes from that. But the Forest bench was absolutely fuming with that. They think Liverpool should have played the ball back to him because it was a drop ball. So it is a win in controversial circumstances. But yeah, don't imagine this will be the last we hear of this. It'll be interesting to hear what Jurgen Klopp has to say about it and Nuno Espirito Santo, the post-match press conferences, which we'll be bringing you on the Liverpool Echo website. Bring on Man City. Bring on Man City indeed, Ben. But Sparta Prague first. Europa League returns in midweek as Liverpool look to go all the way in all these competitions. Van Dijk gave Nunes a pep talk before goal. Fantastic. Oh, he's been a really good captain, hasn't he, Virgil van Dijk? He's stepped up time and time again. Sometimes you think maybe today might be your day, but then, you know, never give up. Yeah, this is the Liverpool way, isn't it? They always dig it in. They always find a way to get there. And with the statistic here, she said first league win here since 1984. To those of you who remember 1984, I do not. I am a 1992 baby, so I apologise for being that and making you feel old. But yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Like, Liverpool did win here in the FA Cup 2 years ago when Diogo Jota got a late winner. But nothing as late as the scenes we're seeing today, where it took 99 minutes. Great from Darwin in another game where Keller does brilliantly. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, Klopp did speak about Alisson's injury on his embargo press conference yesterday. And he basically said that while he doesn't expect Alisson to be out for the season, we're not going to see him back in action anytime soon. It is a serious muscle injury. So Keller has got this stint in the side and he's going to keep it for the foreseeable future. Whether that is into April, into May, we'll see. But what a season the Irishman is having. He's played a big role in winning the League Cup. He's playing a big role in keeping Liverpool at the top of the Premier League table. And they've got the FA Cup to come against Manchester United. They've got Europa League against Sparta Prague. Europa League finals in Dublin, of course, which will be a massive occasion for Keller. And it's part of the reason why he stayed, of course, when Klopp said you'll play in Europa League as well as the League Cup. But then he's got Premier League action and FA Cup action as well at the moment. But yeah, there's so much going on there, isn't it? Darwin has every finish in his locker. Yeah, he has some wild finishing at times. But when he steps up and he delivers those moments, it's why fans love him. It's why he's a favourite. And Liverpool fans will certainly be going home happy, singing so many songs. I can imagine how deflating this result will be for Liverpool's rivals, because Liverpool have been on the receiving end before, haven't they? The fans, more than the team, the team will always come out and say, we don't look at other teams' results. But the supporters, you know, when you look at Man City especially, and you see that they're drawing going into the 80th minute, and then they'll find a way to get the late goal. It's good to see Liverpool doing that for once. Well, not for once, because they do it every so often. But yeah, it could be a really huge win for Liverpool. Luke Reid says Liverpool won't win the title if they don't take points off City at home. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'd go that far, because there's still so much more football to be played. Like, we are only in early March. But if Liverpool can get that win over Man City, you've got a four-point lead over him with 2 months to go, and it's in Liverpool's hands. And that's not something we've seen in very often. Obviously, when they won the title, they were miles clear at the front. Pandemic or not, they were going to win that title. But when the years when they've lost by a narrow margin and it's gone to the last day and it's been a solitary point, there was one where Man City had a game in hand for pretty much the whole season. We saw Vincent Kompany get that late winner against Leicester City, and it was in their hands in that sense. And then Liverpool, they were trailing City by quite a bit, weren't they? They had a game in hand, but that got them back level with City, and it was just behind City, and they had to win at the Etihad if they wanted to grab control of the title race. And that wasn't something they managed to do. They drew 2-2. And even though they matched City all the way until the end, we all know what happened on that last day of the 21-22 season when Aston Villa went 2-0 up, and it didn't quite happen. But as it stands, it's in Liverpool's hands. Win every game between now and the end of the season, and the Premier League title is theirs. Even if they draw against Man City next weekend, that's still enough for the title to be theirs. So it's going to be certainly an interesting title race. And we can't discount Arsenal too, of course. Like, they've got some big games coming up. They're only a few points behind. They play on Monday, I think, against Sheffield United. So yeah, there's going to be many twists and turns still to come, you'd imagine. Praise to Endo here. Just how he kept distracting everyone until he lost the ball to McAllister and the goal came. Yeah, let's give Endo a shout out, because Liverpool were struggling a little bit in midfield in terms of keeping hold of the ball and winning it back. Gomez started as the holding midfielder, but then Endo came on and Gomez went to fullback, and he's just so effective at what he does. Let's remember, 6 days ago he left Wembley in a protective boot and on crutches. He only returned to training on Friday, and he's coming and putting a big performance today off the bench to help Liverpool grind the victory, get the ball back to get that winning goal. But yeah, it's huge. Ian clarifying what he said now about the leading goal scorer comments. Nunez versus Salah. Okay, let's have a look. What's the overall between the two? There's not much between them, is it? Yeah, Salah's on 19. Nunez is on 14. Now, Klopp did say in his press conference yesterday that Salah will be still touch and go for this week. He could return for Sparta Prague, or he could return for Man City. He's hopeful that he can return to training. So as long as he avoids any more setbacks, granted, Liverpool might have to tread carefully with that injury because it's a hamstring and it's one he's done before. But when Salah's so clinical, surely he gets the Liverpool golden boot at least for yet another year. But it's great to see the competition between the two. When you've got a prolific Darwin Nunes up there as well, Liverpool are a threat for anyone. Some of the best finishers in the league at the moment. Anne saying here that she hopes none of the players who are coming back today are for the next few weeks and not allowed on international duty. That is a point to remember as well, isn't it? The international duty is coming up in a couple of weeks. It's after the United game, which is on the 17th. Well, we know a few players will be missing for that international break. Alisson won't be going away with Brazil. Trent won't be going away with England. Who else have we got injured? There's so many, isn't there? Thiago's not been playing for Spain anyway. Bissetic, it's only like an under-21s player. Jota won't be going away with Portugal. This injury list is lengthy, even though you've got four players back today. because Robertson was back from injury today as well. So that means that was 10 players are still sidelined for Liverpool, assuming they've come through this one unscathed, because you've still got Joel Matip out, Diogo Jota out, Trent, Alisson, Bacetic, Curtis Jones, who could be back maybe for Manchester United in the Cup. If not, it'll be after the international break, but he'll be the next one after Salah. Ryan Gravenberch as well. Yeah, it's still a lengthy list, but at least the kids are there making up an impact. We've got a comment here asking, how did Dom Szoboszlai do? It was great to see Szoboszlai back, and he was a little bit effective. Like, he helps win a couple of corners late on. He's good on the ball. He's surging forward. He's just so classy on the ball, isn't he? And you want him to stay injury-free now. He suffered that hamstring injury, didn't he, at the start of January, having played so much football in the first half of the season. He comes back, makes a couple of substitute appearances, scores in the 4-1 win against Chelsea, but then suffers the setback in training, I think. So we've not seen him since that Chelsea game right at the end of January. So that's a month. But yeah, he's back today, and you can hope ease him back in. No more setbacks. And he could be huge if he's fully fit and raring to go against Manchester City next week, because we know the energy he brings in midfield. And while Bobby Clark, I thought, did well on his full debut, you'd rather see a Dom Szoboszlai in there, wouldn't you? That little bit of quality in midfield. We've got our toughest games left, a City at home, Villa away, and Spurs at home. Villa away is an interesting one because obviously their home record's been great, but it's right at the end of the season, isn't it? It might be the penultimate away game, which is the penultimate game in general in the league, barring fixture changes because of the FA Cup. And if Villa go all the way in the Conference League, that's going to be a distraction, and it's whether they can still be as formidable then. Obviously, we'll see if they're still going for top four. If that dream's died by then, they are fourth at the moment. More praise for Endo, praise for McAllister and Nunes too from James Busby. Just lots of positives in terms of players back from injury and the result for Liverpool today. Hello from Ireland. Steve Killen will be loving this, wouldn't he? We know how he loves to give a shout out to our Irish fans. So if you're tuning in, if you're watching, you're listening, because we are going to be putting this back on to Spotify, is it? We'll be putting out as a podcast anyway after this, so you'll be able to listen to it back or watch it back on YouTube. It is the post-match podcast now, where it's just me waffling on for 20 minutes. But yeah, what a game to reflect on, where it's not the best quality, but Liverpool get the win in the bag. And when you get scenes like that, they're ones that you want to remember. A huge assist for McAllister, perfect ball for a finish. He's got a few assists now, hasn't he, McAllister? Like, he got a couple against, what was it? He got a couple in one of the recent games, didn't he? He's stepping up. He's the man for occasion. I'm quickly putting his transfer mark just to see his actual record. Oh, I should look at LFC history, give them a shout out, because those guys are great and we love them at Liverpool Echo. They're so important for us checking statistics in Liverpool. Yeah, so McAllister in his last three Premier League games, he scores away at Brentford, he gets two assists against Luton, which is the one that slipped my mind, and now he gets the assist today against Nottingham Forest. Stepping up again is Alexis McAllister. What a signing. £35 million bargain. I think that's it for all your comments. So thank you for all of those. Thank you for your questions. Oh, actually, we've got one more. It almost feels like destiny. We just won't be denied. Well, that's what the Liverpool fans were singing right at the very end. We shall not be moved. We shall see. There are still 2 months left to go. And there's lots of football still to be played. There's Liverpool have played 27 games now. They've got another 11. Most of the rivals have got 12 left. But yeah, Liverpool have dug in deep. They've got the win. They've got 3 points in dramatic circumstances, controversial circumstances, right at the end. And it's what you want to see from them. You want them to be able to dig in deep and get these results in such a fashion. Yeah, I think that's it for now. Stay tuned. Actually, no, we haven't done Doyle's player ratings yet, have we? I apologise, guys. We'll go through Doyle's player ratings, because as you can imagine, Nunes is going to be the standout man, isn't he? Darwin Nunes off the bench. What's he giving him? Nunes came on in the 60th minute for Robertson. He got an 8 out of 10. A more direct approach to Liverpool attacking play. He hit the side netting with one effort before netting the winner. McAllister got an 8 as well, obviously setting up the goal, neat and tidy in moments, looked to keep Liverpool moving in the first half, passing created some openings and delightful cross that led to the dramatic winner. The two centre-backs get 8s, so I thought they were great as well. They really kept the strikers quiet. And then Kelleher, he made some big saves, another great show from the Irishman. Should we have a little talk on Origi as well before we finish? He was really effective, I thought, today for Nottingham Forest as well. He was unlucky not to score in the first half, shrugging off Robertson and Gomez blazes wide from, I think, 25, 30 yards. He was unlucky, but it was really effective in causing Robertson, who was only just back from injury illness, plenty of problems. I think everyone from a Liverpool persuasion would have breathed a sigh of relief when he was substituted and he got a warm reception off the Liverpool fans. They chanted his name, obviously, because of his Champions League heroics back in 2019. But you know what Divock Origi does, don't you? There's always that fear that when you face him, oh, he's just going to get the winner, isn't he? And be true Divock Origi style. Nothing like that today. But it was great to see him, and hopefully he'll have a nice warm moment with Jurgen Klopp, who's obviously leaving Liverpool at the end of the season in the mix zone. I think Doyle's the man we'll be sending down to the mix zone somewhere at the City Ground to speak to any of the players if he gets his hands on them. If you go on the website, obviously Doyle's ratings are already up. We'll have the Paul Gorse verdict. Also have the analysis from Doyle and all the reaction from Nuno and Jurgen Klopp with their press conference due to start shortly. So come back to the website for all the quotes there. And then just stay tuned to the website for everything, all the post-match reaction on Sunday. If you stay tuned to the YouTube channel, on Monday we'll have the Blood Red podcast where we run over this victory for Liverpool once more. And then it's looking forward to the Europa League resuming on Thursday with Sparta Prague. We've got Gorsty going out to Prague on Wednesday. The press conference will be Wednesday evening. We've got open training at the AXA Training Centre on Wednesday lunchtime, where maybe we'll see Mohamed Salah back in training. Fingers crossed, touch wood. He definitely wants Salah back. And then once you can breathe a sigh of relief and get all that out of the way, it's Man City. Games don't get any bigger, do they? It's always one massive story. It's always something else coming around the corner. There's no time to rest. Liverpool can have a couple of days enjoying this dramatic win at Nottingham Forest, but then it's right back to business at the top end of the table. So thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I've been Theo Squires. Goodbye.